The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, 3rd Chapter, text number 25, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 23rd, 1972, in Los Angeles.
Translation: O Suta Goswami, your words are pleasing to our minds. Please therefore explain this to us as it was spoken by the great devotee Shukadeva Goswami, who is very expert in transcendental knowledge, and who spoke to Maharaj Parikit upon being asked.
So, Parikit Maharaj was asking, and Shukadeva Goswami was replying. Both of them were fit to ask and reply. Bhagavata Pradhana. Maharaj Parikshit was disciple and Sukadeva Goswami was the spiritual master. If both of them become fit, then the discussion on the Srimad Bhagavatam is very pleasing. The student and the master. The master is learned and the student is foolish. Then it will be not very much pleasing. Or the master is foolish, a student is also foolish. That will also not be. Both of them should be. Satang prasangat mama bija sangbida. Bhavanti ritkanna rasayana katha. Bija. Bija means potence. Just like if a potent husband and potent wife have sex intercourse, immediately there will be pregnancy. Therefore this word is used. Potent. Formerly, this was being used. Both the husband and the wife remain potent, not impotent and sterilized. They remain potent, voluntarily. But when they wanted to beget a child, that one sex intercourse is sufficient, there is child. Therefore it is said, satang prasangatma bija sangbida bhavanti ritkanna rasayana katha. If the Bhagavad discussion is done between the two potents, the disciple and the master, then immediately saddha ridhi avaruddhati, as it is said in the beginning. Have you got Bhagavad? First beginning? Sadhyaridi avaruddhate nigamakalpatara galitam phalamidam simada bhagavatam. Sadhyaridi avaruddhate susubhi tatkhanat. Susubhi, those who are serious about understanding about the Supreme Absolute Truth. So, for him, immediately God becomes entrapped within the heart. God is there, but especially ridhi avaruddhate kingma pari is avaruddhate means you capture God. If there is discussion between devotees, tushyanti cha ramanti cha, in Bhagavad Gita it is said. Tushyanti cha ramanti cha. When Bhagavad discussion is there amongst devotees, it is the business of the devotees, not the business of the non-devotees. Unfortunately, India, it has become a profession. Some unscrupulous person, they recite Bhagavad Saptaha, and the audience gather also for some material benefit. They take it as auspicious activity, shubha karja. They don't care for neither the speaker nor the devotee. They don't care for understanding the science of God. They are after some material profit. The professional leader, he reads, he takes some contribution, some money, some clothing, some umbrella, some shoes, some food, some money. In this way he collects a very lump sum for his maintenance of his family. And the audience also think that by hearing Bhagavatam, I will be very much profited materially. This is going on. Bhagavad-saptā, imitation, Parikṣit Maharaj heard for 1 week Śrīmad Bhāgavatam from Sukadeva Goswāmī. So they are imitating this 1 week. But where is Parikṣit and where is Sukadeva? Both of them have got some ulterior purpose to hear Bhāgavatam. Therefore it is not affecting. They are hearing Bhāgavatam for thousands of years, but still they are where they were former. But actually, if Śrīmad Bhāgavatam is heard, just like Parikṣit Maharaj is hearing, Sri Vishnu Smarane, Sri Vishnu, avabhat vaiya sakhi kirtane, sabanam kirtanam, Sri Vishnu Savane Parikṣit. Parikṣit Maharaj got salvation simply by hearing about Vishnu, Sri Vishnu Savane. Parikṣit Maharaj was king, he was politician, so he had no much knowledge about Vedic instruction. But when he was cursed that he would die within 7 days, he became very serious. And all the sages and saintly persons agreed that Maharaj Parikṣit, for the last remaining days of his life, 7 days, he should hear attentively Śrīmad Bhāgavatam. So Sri Vishnu Savane Parikṣit, he got salvation simply by hearing about the glories of the Lord or activities of the Lord, which is described in the Śrīmad Bhāgavatam. Sri Vishnu Savane Parikṣit Abhavad Vaiyasakhi Kirtane. And Vaiyasakhi, Vaiyasakhi's name is mentioned here. Vaiyasakhi Rāpa Vidyā. Vaiyasakhi means Sukadeva Goswāmī. He simply went on narrating. In the middle there were some questions, intelligent questions by Parikṣit Maharaj. Question is also required. If you simply hear, do not understand, just a dumb stone, that's not good. You should hear attentively, and as soon as there is some difficulty, you should question. Tadviddhi pranipātena pariprasnena sivaya. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said that you should understand. First of all, surrender. Pranipāt. Tadviddhi pranipātena. Pranipātena means you must find out this able teacher where you can surrender. So nobody wants to surrender, but if he sees that there is a greater personality than him, he surrenders. That is nature. So this pranipat word means that you should not go for understanding Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavad to a storekeeper. You should go to a person where you can surrender. Tadviddhi pranipatya. And pariprasnena, an inquiry, and sevaya. You should not take, you should not inquire gratis. You must give service. That's like, well, if you purchase something, you must pay for it. Therefore it is called sevaya. You cannot pay by returning the value which is taught by the spiritual master. That is not possible. Therefore it is called seva. Dedicate your life for his service. You cannot pay. What you have got to pay to a spiritual master? Just like our King Prithu Maharaj, when the Kumaras preached him about transcendental knowledge, he very humbly submitted, "My dear spiritual master, he have taught me so nice, I require to give you some dakshina." Dakshina, that is required. After initiation, one should pay dakshina. There is a system. I should pay dakshina, but what shall I pay? I haven't got anything as my personal possession. It is already by the mercy of the brahmanas that I am enjoying this kingdom. It is already belonging to you. My kingdom, it is already belonging to you. That was the system. If any saintly person, brahmana, will ask from a kshatriya king, he cannot deny. Karna, he gave his son to be sacrificed. A brahman asked that, "I want your son to be sacrificed by you." He was incarnation of God. He tested Karna's charity. He was very charitable. He asked him that, "I want your son and you shall sacrifice, you both husband and wife." He agreed, Karna, "Yes, I'll do that." So there are some tests like that. So actually, formally, the kings, they possess their kingdom just to manage, not thinking, "Oh, it is my property. I am the king." As soon as the kings thought like that, the monarchy finished. The king never thought like that. He thought himself as appointed agent of God. King. So, he never thought. Prithu Maharaj said that nothing belongs to me, and even if I can pay from my treasury, so I cannot actually pay for the benefit I have derived from it. Therefore, the only way I can pay, that I surrender unto you. You can utilize in any way. So, tad viddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. Therefore, the disciple's duty is to be ready always to serve the spiritual master at any cost. That is disciple's duty. Sevaya upadakshanti tat jnanam jnanina tatta darshina. So, real knowledge can be achieved in this process. Not that I can challenge, I have got so much education, I have degrees. I can understand what is God. Or there is no need of God, I am God. We are the controller. So these are all skeletons. Real thing is, tad viddhi panipathena pariprasnena, as Parikshit Maharaj, the emperor of the world, he is hearing from Sukadev Goswami. You have seen that picture in our Bhagavat, newly published, how Parikshit Maharaj humbly asking and sitting before Sukadev Goswami. Bhagavata Pradhana. Sukadev Goswami is the chief Bhagavata. Bhagavata, there are two kinds of Bhagavatam, Grantha Bhagavatam and this Person Bhagavatam. So, Sukadeva Goswami was Person Bhagavatam, Bhagavata, Chief, Bhagavata Pradhana. Bhagavata Pradhana means realize. We should not hear Bhagavatam from a professional man who are observing the Bhagavat Saptaha. I know in Bombay there is a big speaker of Bhagavatam. He preaches that you who remain in your family life very peacefully, this is the instruction of Bhagavatam. He never teaches that you have to give up this nonsense family life, you have to go back to home, back to God. He never preaches. There are so many examples, he comes to the conclusion that you live peacefully. As if to live peacefully in this material world is the highest achievement of life. Then they will never disclose the actual fact that nobody can live in this world peacefully. It is not possible at all. But they want money. So they will flatter or they will go to Krishna's Rasalila, presenting Krishna as ordinary human being and the gopis as ordinary girls. So this is very palatable for us, kissing, embracing young girls. So Krishna is doing, so they take it that their embracing and kissing is supported by Krishna. This is going on. That is a different subject matter, they do not know that. Therefore, the Krishna's dealing with the gopis have been described in the middle of 10th canto. And 9 cantos have been devoted, described, so that one may understand what is Krishna. What is Krishna? The beginning and the Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya. Begin. Janamadrasya Jataha. What is this Vasudev Krishna? Janamadrasya Jataha. He is the origin of everything. And if we take Krishna as ordinary person and he is dancing with the gopi, just like ordinary thing, then what Bhagavatam? He will understand. He will go to hell. He's deriding, taking Krishna very insignificantly. Avagya, avajananti madamurha manasim tanuvasita. These rascals, because I observe my pastimes, just like human being, they are accepting me as human being. Manasim tanuvasita. Parambhava Vajananda. They do not know what is the background of Krishna. The background of Krishna is, in the beginning, say, Janamadrasya Jataha, the first aphorism of Vedanta Sutra. That means, Vedanta means to understand Krishna. These rascal Vedantis, they try to kill Krishna. They want to become himself Krishna, the so-called Vedanta. Vedaishta sarvai ahameva vedyam. The purpose of reading Vedanta means to understand Krishna. So without understanding Krishna, without being trained, how to understand Krishna, if one reads about Krishna's Rasila, he will go to hell. Because he has got the tendency of this easy sex. So he thinks Krishna is like us, And therefore, for ordinary man, this Krishna Lila, Krishna Lila means they simply understand Krishna Lila means Krishna's Ras Lila. That's. And Krishna's killing the Kansa, that is not Lila. Because Kansas, the Rakshasas, they are afraid of being vanquished by Krishna. So they do not like that Lila. They like this Lila. So therefore the idea is that if we want to understand Krishna, because Krishna understanding is not so easy, manushanam sahasreshu kaschid jatati siddhaye jatatam api siddhyanam kaschid vetimam tattat. So, like Sukadeva Goswami, you should hear patiently, submissively, with service and question. So, in that way, Maharaj Parikshit attained salvation in 7 days. If it is Srimad Bhagavatam actually heard in that seriousness, where is that seriousness? That seriousness was there in Parikshit Maharaj because he knew it certainly that he was going to die within 7 days. So I have to finish my God realization, self realization with 7 days. We are not so serious because we are thinking that we shall live for 7 millions of years. So again, let me go slowly. Better utilize the time by sleeping. That is our position. If you have got some time, let me take this opportunity by sleeping, not by reading the books. So if you do not become serious, then it will take many, many years. But we should be serious more than Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj has at least time lived 7 days, but we do not know whether we will live again 7 minutes. Any moment your heart can fail you. You do not know. You are going to the street just like the two boys are coming. They did not know that they are going to be killed. So our life is so jeopardized. At any moment I can die. That's the fact. If you don't take seriously like that, that any moment I can die. So Parikshit Maharaj had the opportunity of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam for 7 days. So I do not know whether we'll have opportunity for reading Srimad Bhagavatam for 7 minutes. So let me read it very seriously. That should be our attitude. Not that, Parikshit Maharaj was given 7 days notice. I have no such notice. I may live for 7 millions of years. That is our disease. Here, the most wonderful thing is that everyone is seeing, that everyone is dying every moment. But the man seeing, he is thinking that he will live forever. This is the most wonderful thing. Nobody thinks, he is dying, so I will have to die. No, he thinks I will live. He is dying. This is the most wonderful thing. He does not think that I have seen, my father has died, my mother has died, my brother has died, so everyone has died, so I will die. So what I am doing before death? They are not serious. Not at all serious. But death is as sure as death. And we do not know when that death is coming to take place. So how much serious we should be? We should be very serious. Labdhya sudullamam idam bahusambhavanti. We have got this human form of body, human consciousness, advanced consciousness, after many, many births, after through the evolution is possible. many millions of years, we have passed through many species of life. Asitiṃ caturāṃ saiva lokhyāṃ sthāṃ jīva jātiṣu. Asitiṃ caturāṃ, 84 lakhs or 8,400,000. Brahmadhi purusai manasam. In this way, going through so many species of life, we have got this human form of life. Tadopi aphalatam jata atmabhimaninam barakanam anasitta govinda charanadayam. In this valuable life, it will also be spoiled if we don't surrender to Krishna. Krishna is canvassing person. Sarva dharmaan parityajya mamekam saranam vraja. Aham tva sarva papibham akhushyam. Krishna personally comes to canvass. Because we are all Krishna's children. He is very sorry that we are in this miserable condition of life. He is very sorry. But we are so full, we do not know what is the condition of our life. We are thinking we are very, very happy. This is called Maya. He is suffering. He is kicked by the shoes of Maya every moment. And he still is thinking, I am very happy. Why shall I go back to home? I shall remain in America. But you cannot be allowed to remain in America. You are thinking all right. You are born of a very rich family, a rich nation. You have got opulence. You have your roads and your houses are very nice. But who is going to allow you to live here? Why don't you think like that? You may live for 50 years or 60 years or almost 100 years, then you will be kicked out. But they do not know that life is eternal. When I am kicked out, then what life I am going to accept? They are in oblivion. There is no education in the university. And this is going on. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is a boon to the human society. You should take it very seriously and utilize your human form of life to understand it and be happy. Thank you very much.